Harvard economist Raj Chetty has done some of the most acclaimed work on this historic decline. In 2016, Chetty and colleagues showed that fewer than half of those born in the 1980s earned more than their parents had at the same age, adjusting for inflation. By contrast, of those born in 1940, more than 90% had accomplished the feat. We can see that there's been a collapse of intergenerational mobility, says Claudia Golden, a leading economic historian and labor economist at Harvard. It's all part of the feeling, for millions of Americans, of falling behind, a feeling made all the more frustrating by the sense that the gap between the middle class and the super rich keeps widening, that the laws of economic gravity no longer seem to apply. And compounding that is one more nagging concern, that the breakneck speed of technological change now disrupting one industry after another, a revolution of AI-infused automation, will uproot the one thing that, according to the folks at Pew, virtually everyone agrees is critical to middle-class membership, a secure job. Each previous era's industrial revolution has, of course, raised the same fears. Reeves thinks a good starting position is to be skeptical about the claim that this time is different. But the two things worth asking about the current revolution, he says, are, one, will it be differently quick this time? And two, will it be differently different? It's question number one that makes him a little nervous. Yeah, sure, with every grand sweep of automation, business models change and new positions get created, and there's a substantial time in between them. So surely the economy will adjust and new jobs will be created, he says. But will those people who are displaced be the ones to get those jobs? And will they get them fast enough? You're not talking about 20, 30, 40, 50 years of transition between approach A and approach B. You're talking about 2, 3 years. What it means is people need to reskill, retool at a pace that has never before been witnessed in human history. The closest thing to it, says Reeves, would be like a mobilization during war. So be it. Many Americans feel like they're already in one.